Welcome to Sambearcast. This is Sambearcast for Tuesday, the 10th of August, 2010. Welcome. My name is Sam. I'll be your Sam Bear for the Sambearcast. In fact, probably the only Sam Bear you'll listen to for a while. And I'm hoping that you're doing well today. I'm doing pretty good. I'm driving in my car, as is often the case, but I am paying attention to the road, so just don't worry about that. I wanted to just say hello and to check in, because we haven't talked since I talked to you about Calvin and Hobbes, that Calvin comic, and I didn't get hardly any response except for someone on Twitter saying, hey, nice podcast, which was good. I mean, you know, that's a firestorm of controversy I would not have liked. Of course, you know, you never know who will come along later and start a firestorm of controversy, so, yeah. Hi, this is the Sambearcast. So, what do we do on the Sambearcast? We talk about what I want to talk about. It's a totally, like, absolutely, completely self-serving podcast. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I noticed that the feed had been broken, so I fixed it. And I think my feed is okay now. I'm going to go back and check it to see if I've got lots of episodes, because if you have missed it, there are a lot of episodes of the Sambearcast that you may have missed, which you may need to go back and listen to. So, I am writing again. I've been writing some stories. The stories are not really safe for public use or for work, but they are fun stories. And that's good. Soul of the Sorcerer is still going to be worked on. I have worked on it a little bit. And I want to go back to it, and it will be gone back to. And so will you, Lolly House. All these things happen in the fullness of time. And, so I wanted to talk a little bit about Google Wave dying. I'm surprised, to be honest. I'm surprised that Google would kill the technology. I mean, what would it have cost them to leave it up and running forever in perpetuity? Probably what they have in their pockets for lunch. Now, I understand that it's not technology. Excuse me a second. And today's tea is lovely English breakfast tea. I love it. So, anyway, I was saying that Google Wave could have just been, I mean, you didn't have to shut it down, but they did it anyway. So, you know, I know that Google rarely does anything as, you know, for no reason. But I just get to a point now where I'm disappointed because, okay, Google Wave is very hard to use, and it's kind of clunky, and it crashes a lot, and okay, so it wasn't fully baked. That's not the reason to shut it down. It, you know, why can't people develop it? Why can't they work on it? Why not turn it over to like a foundation, like the Mozilla Foundation was turned over? You know, Netscape was turned over to that. I guess Netscape was a fully baked product, sort of. I don't know. I mean, the Mozilla engine has been rewritten, right? A couple times. Wave is one of those things. It's the solution in search of a problem. And I get that, you know? But it's also innovation. And damn if we don't need innovation in this world. So I kind of feel like I'm sad that it's gone. I used it a little bit. And when I used it for collaboration, it worked pretty well. There were some moments there which were like a little spark. And I think that maybe, if they're smart, Google will start sneaking bits and pieces of Wave into their email product. Because that's really what it is. It's kind of an email kind of thing. And I think people would be more accepting of it that way. Who knows? We'll see. I feel badly for Gina Trapani, who wrote a whole book about Google Wave. But here's the thing. You know, she was first in. And when you're first in, you take the risk that the entire platform is going to get yanked. Now, she had a book up and running inside of like a week after Google Wave started. So, I mean, you know, hats off to you, Gina, for your rapid prototyping. But we just have to learn to, you know, we start off, we bet our, pays our money, we take our chances, right? That's just the way of it. It's just, and I'm sure she feels the same way. But from a professional standpoint, you just have to roll with the punches. She spent a lot of time and effort and energy putting together this book about a product which is going to vanish after December. That's got to be hard. But it is a testament to something that could have been. And I do hope that it comes back in some way. Like the technology is folded into other things. I think it will be. Google does not like to waste code, I don't think. Of course, learning to do that probably taught them a lot of other things. But anyway. So that's my feeling. I mean, I'm kind of touched by the loss of Google Wave because I was so excited about it. I got an invitation and I was blown away that, you know, I got an invitation and I was playing with Google Wave, and that was so much fun. For a little bit there, it was awesome. And then it became clear that the thing wasn't broken and it wasn't going to get any better. And really, every time I tried to go back to use it, it would crash on me. So, you know, good on them for trying, and good on me for rolling with the punches, but in the end, what we've got here is a failure to deliver, unfortunately. Well, that's the only thing I wanted to say about Google Wave, and I appreciate everybody's talking about my podcast. That was sweet. The next podcast will be whenever I want it to be, and that probably won't make me many loyal subscribers, but life is like that. I do want to talk a little bit about Second Life at some point soon, but people are kind of over Second Life, which is really funny because there's so many people who aren't, who love Second Life and are coming into it every day. So it's really strange, sort of a combination of apathy and fanaticism. At any rate, we'll talk again soon. I hope everybody's doing well. And know that I'm thinking about you. Sweet dreams until you get them.